this year should be a special schus for Israel Daniel Banner Shlita. And schus Yona Kluger, the bracha b'tzachah b'chama se yadav, or the schus nishmas Baron ben Yaakov Shachna, Shlomo ben Shimon, Maris Esther bas Rib Shmuel. We're going to be discussing the inyan of Edus being called a Rasha, lifting up one's hand to hit his friend. This is based on a shir given not so long ago by Hagona Gadol Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 58b that if a person is magbia yado al chavero, if he raises his hand to his friend, even though he doesn't actually strike him, he is nevertheless called a rasha. As it says, Vayomer la rasha lamas sakeh reyecha lami kisalo nemer lamas sakeh afa pishalo iko nikra rasha. He said to the rasha, why are you going to hit your friend? Not why did you already hit him, why are you going to hit him? Even though he doesn't hit him, he is still called a rasha. So you see already, just raising one's hand to strike one's friend already gives him the status of a rasha. So very recently we had another shiur, we discussed this, and now we're going to repeat a little bit of what we learned there and learn Dvarim Chadashim as well. So what's pshat? Why is this person called a rasha? Is this because it's midarchei hamusar or midas hachasidus, that it's from the ways of proper ethical behavior and the ways that pious people act, the qualities of quiet, pious people, that we decry the usage of one's hand to be raised against his friend, that we are megane, that we deride this behavior, we say that it's a terrible behavior. So is Mamerim Yadu al Chavero Midin Darke Musar Midas Chasidus? Or is it not just a Musar Vort, but even the Gabe Dine Torah, he is a Din Rasha. It is a strict halachic declaration. This person has a halachic status of a Rasha. So which one is it? Is it Darchei Musar or is it Mamish Halacha? Mordechi, the name of the Ravan, writes that if a person is Meirim Yad al Chavero, he's Pasal Le'edus, since he's called a Rasha. The Torah says, Al Tashas Rasha'ed. And it's brought by the Beis Yosef in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Lamed Dalet. So writes the Ramah there in Sif Dalet. Hamagbia Yado al Chavero Lahakoso, Pasal Le'edus. If somebody raises his hand to strike his friend, he is disqualified from being a witness. And the Ramah writes that it's only Dirabbonon. However, in the Shut Maharam Mintz in Simon Sadi Gimel, he learns that he's not Nifsala Edus, since he wasn't over an Avera Befoal, and even though he's called a Rasha, he doesn't have a Din Rasha, because he's not a Rasha to be Pasala Edus unless he's over an Alav Sheyeshbo Malkus. Like the Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Edus in Halacha Beis. However, this is a Das Yochid, and all the poskim learn, like the Ravan, that if somebody is Meirim Yado al Chaveiro, he's Pasal Edus, and so learn the Beis Yosef, and so learn the Ramah. What's interesting to note is that the Beis Yosef, in addition to writing the Beis Yosef, writes the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't pask in this Lahalacha. He waited for the Ramah to do so. So that's an interesting ha'ara. This machlokas haposkim, if somebody's meirim yad lahakos chaveiro, is he pasul mi de rabbanon, or is he pasul mi de o raisa? That's the shayla of the Beis Yosef. The Ramah write that he's only pasul mi de rabbanon. So to in the sman sif katan zayin ve'afal pisha over be'isir do raisa be'merid yad lachaveiro. It's learned from a pasuk. Since there's no malchus, it's only for doing such an act, such a dastardly act, the psul is only the rabbanon. So writes the Bach, the rabbi, not the composer, and Sif Katan Yud Beis, and Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mivilna, the Bira Hagra, and Sif Katan Hey Ayin Shav, whoever, in the Maharit, Tzahalon, in the Chadashos, and Simon Chafhei, He writes that he's pasul min haTorah, and even though we have a klal gadol that a person's only pasul min haTorah if he's over an alav sheish bo malchus, here the Torah calls him a rasha. In other words, the psul of a rasha le'edus is because it says in the pasuk, al tasash rasha aid. Don't you now that I make a rasha into an aid? So the Torah explicitly calls him a rasha. So normally, to be considered a rasha, you need to be over an alav sheish bo malchus. But here, where the Torah explicitly calls him a rasha, so he's going to be pasul le'edus. He's going to be disqualified from testifying, even though he is not over an alav sheyesh bo malchus. In the tshuvas of the Mabit in Chelek Aleph Sof Siman Reish Samach Aleph, it would appear a little bit that he is misupik if such a person is pasul min haTorah or midrabanan. However, pashtus hadvarim kedivrei Havis Yosef veHarama she'eino pasul ela midrabanan. So we have the Ma'arit Zalon, who writes that he's pasul midaraisa. We have the Beis Yosef and the Rama, who hold that he's only pasul midrabanan. However, we have to understand what of the Taryag mitzvahs he was over on. We said he's over on an Isser Doraisa. Is this an Isser Doraisa that's in the Taryag mitzvah? So if you look at any of the Minyan mitzvahs, to the best of my knowledge, you're not going to find it there. So the answer is that the Torah here was, possibly the Torah here was Megale, that he's called a Rasha, his Maisim are Maisa Resha, and therefore that is enough to say that he was over an alav deoraisa. Sometimes there are things written in the Torah that are mitzvahs and averos that aren't included in the minyan hamitzvahs. It says you should serve God with all your heart, we say in Shema. So that's not one of the taryag mitzvahs, but avada, when somebody serves Hashem with all of his heart, he's mekayim a mitzvah from the Torah. Doesn't have to be an explicit mitzvah. So here also, he's over on something that it says in the Torah, and the Torah calls him a rasha. It's clear the Torah is against it. So therefore, even though there's no malchus, since he's called a rasha, it's clear the Torah is against it, and therefore he's going to be pasul al kolponim midrabanan. And the Beis Yosef was mechadish that even though we only find psul edus derabanan if he was over on an avera midrabanan, so we have to say kal v'chomer if somebody's over on a lav d'oraisa shein bo malchus, that he's going to be pasul edus midrabanan. So writes the Ramah, Simen Lama Dalet Sif Beis, but in the Shulchan Aruch he was mashmit this halacha, and we have to understand why in the Tshuvas of the Ma'arit and Ebene Ezer and Simen Mem Gimel he discusses the kashrus of an aid, Rachmana Litzlan, who cursed his mother and pushed her and she fell down to the ground. The Ma'arit writes in the Ibramaschel Mesha Amru, Sha'af shelo over b'lav ve'enu chayv malchus ela b'makalel b'shem mikol makom over al iser d'oraisa, that even though he wasn't over an alav, he's only chayv malchus if he curses his mother with God's name, nevertheless he was over on the iser d'oraisa of arum makle aviv ve'imo. Cursed is the person who curses his mother or his father, disgraces his mother or his father. Ach kevan she'ein malchus be'isser zeh, but since there's no malchus and the isser of orer makle aviv v'imo, there's no malchus of avada, when one curses one's parent, one is disgracing them and he's over on orer makle aviv v'imo. But since there is no malchus in this isser, eino nifsal le'edus min haTorah. So therefore this guy who is makala's mother is not going to be pasul le'edus min haTorah because there's no malchus. V'gam midvar of mashma midivrei ma'arit, it's mashma that the din of one who's over on or makla aviv v'imo is k'din kol over elisur d'oraisa shein bo malchus av she'ein bo ma'isa, and the Torah doesn't want him to do it. Therefore, he is a Rasha, and he is Pasul Le Eidus. He's not Pasul Le Eidus Min HaTorah, since Ein Bo Malkus, but he's Pasul Le Eidus. And the Ma'arit writes, Ulefi Eidus Ha'Eid Hasheni Shedavcha V'Pila La'aretz Yo'ovar Hachi Bar Malkus Hu Im Ein Basha V'Pruta Kedamrinan Be'elu Nairis Hiko Haka She'ein Basha V'Pruta Lok. And according to the Eidus of the second aid, that he pushed her to the ground, if he really did this, then he does deserve Malkus. If there is no Shava Pruta here, like we see in Elu Nairis, that if you hit somebody, Hakash Ein Bashava Pruta, so he gets Malkus. Why? Because there's no Chiyuv Mamon. Because if there's going to be a Chiyuv Mamon, there's no Malkus. So if it's Hakash Ein Bashava Pruta, then there's Malkus, no Mamon. So if he pushes or wounds his mother and his father, if there's no Shavapruta, he's going to be Chayav Malkus. Why is it going to be Chayav Malkus again? Because there's no payment. And what about the Mises Beis Din of wounding one's parents? So, Mistama, there is no Mises Beis Din here because there's no Chabura. There's no actual wound here because it's not worth a Shavapruta, the amount of damage that he did. And therefore, all we're left with is the Chi of Malkus. There's no Azharis Mises Beis Din, which would obviously pater him from Malkus. If one wounds his parent, then he's Chayv Mises Beis Din. V'ameirim yad al chavero kasev morchi depasul kem shenikor rasha l'chsiv yomer l'rasha hafagav d'lo laki mekom kom masha rasha mikri. And if somebody raises his hand on his friend, the Mordechi writes that he's pasul since he's called a rasha. It says v'yomer l'rasha lama sekereyecha, even though he doesn't get Malkus, nevertheless he's called a rasha. We're still in the Shuvah the Ma'arit. V'temahu nimtza omer lasus yeser min ha'ose mase Shilu hikas chaver v'yesh b'shaver pruta. B'chein hika avi v'v'ima v'lo asabem chavura lo nifsa. V'efshe l'chol darvish ish lo tashlume mamon ho'el v'atar petarto mimalkus lo migri rasha. V'af al pisha dayin lo shilem ha'mamon. V'acha shenitek la tashlumen alav l'shalem v'lo migri rasha. V'im tomer v'aksiv chabol yashiv. Rasha gzeli yishalem. V'darshinem perkakonis alf pisha gzeli yishalem rasha migri. V'ish lo mar de rasha de divrei kabbala lo chashuv rasha. So, after quoting the opinion, the Mordechi, that just raising your hand passes you le'edus, and that the Ma'arit asks, so it's very difficult to understand, because it emerges that somebody who is omer lasos is worse than actually doing, somebody who's about to do is worse than actually doing. Because if he hits his friend and there's a shavapruta amount of damage, or he hits his parent, and he doesn't make a chabura, so he doesn't become pasul le'edus, because he's not, in such a case, he's not pasul le'edus. There's going to be no malchus, there's just payment, and therefore he's not pasul le'edus, the only pasul le'edus we get malchus. And here, if he just raises his hand, then he's going to be pasul le'edus. How could it be for not doing a ma'isa, you're pasul le'edus, and for doing a ma'isa, you're not pasul le'edus? And he answers, it could be shakol darvish ishlot shlumei mammon, anything that has mammon, since the Torah patted it from Malkus, he's not called a rasha, even though he didn't yet pay. But it's nitak letashlumen, it's connected to payment, and therefore he pays and he's not called a rasha. And then he quotes a pasuk, midivrei Kabbalah, that a person who steals is called a Russia. So you see that a person is called a Russia, even though all there is Chiyuv Tashlumen. He wanted to say that Chiyuv Tashlumen doesn't make you a Russia. Then he quotes a pasuk, Chaval Yashiv Rasha Gzeli Yishalem, that he is called a Russia for in monetary matters, that he has to repay. Even though he's repaying, he's still called a Russia. And then he answers, that a so you see that even though there's monetary payment, one is called a Rasha. And he just said a moment ago that you're not called a Rasha if there's monetary payment. You just pay and then you're not a Rasha. And the answer is that a Rasha, but the Divrei Kabbalah, that it's not Mamash Pasuk in the Torah, but it's Medivrei Nevi'im V'Ksuvim, that's not called a Rasha as far as the Psul Torah Le'edus. So there's a huge Chiddush in the Divrei Amarit, Shachovu B'Chaveiro, if somebody is harming his friend, HaHakash Yesh B'Shava Pruta, he's going to be Kasher Le'edus, since all there is Tashlumin. And since he wasn't over in Alav Sheish Bo Malkus, he's not Pasul Le'edus. And if someone's Meirim Yad Lahakos Chaveiro, that's worse. If he punches him in the face, he's not Pasul Le'edus. But if he raises his hand to punch him in the face, he's Pasul Le'edus. That's the Chiddush the Ma'arit, that's huge. And he explains why, because as long as there's payment, if he did a damage of a Shavar Pruta, there's payment. So you're Ois Rasha. So that's... you're no longer a Rasha because you have payment. The payment fixes you. But that's very, very difficult to digest. Al kagon da hikshu b'gemara. The Gemara says, Uma soka leino nisko. If somebody actually causes skila, he doesn't get skila. If somebody tries to cause skila and doesn't cause skila, he's supposed to get skila. Uma soka leino nisko la balisko b'la soka leino din shalei sokel v'day shalo. It's very hard to understand. This is sort of the Ma'arit, that for actually punching the guy in the face, not pasulaitis, but for raising his hand to punch him in the face, then he's pasulaitis. In the Tshuvas of the Beis Yosef, in Dine Kiddushin, in Simon Beis, he writes, Lahedya, She'af ha'maka re'eo ha'kar she'yesh ba'shavar pruta, ha'veka over belav she'yesh bo malkus. Kem she'chov v'chavero chayiv malkus. K'shem bo shavar pruta v'eno chayiv v'tashlumen. So what he says makes a whole lot of sense. He writes, the Beis Yosef writes, that if you strike your friend and there's Shavu Pruta, it's like being over in a lav sheish bo malchus. Since if you wound him, you're chayv malchus when there's no Shavu Pruta because there's no tashlumen. So when there is tashlumen, but it's like you're being over in a lav sheish bo malchus. Because if there was less than a Shavu Pruta, there'd be malchus. So here also it's like there's malchus, you just get out of it with tashlumen. But it's like being over in a lav sheish bo malchus. Makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings him in his Hagos in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Lamed Dalet. Another interesting ha'ara is that whenever somebody hits his friend, so first he raises his hand, right? So how can you say that he's not supposed to lay this when he actually hits him? What about you get him for the raising of his hand in the first place? So again, according to the Ma'arit, he's still supposed to lay this, just not min ha'Torah. And that's Askamas HaPoskim. That's a puzzle on one level, even though either Midar Rabbanan or Midar Raisa. Ube'etzim Svaras HaBeis Yosef Rebbe Kiva Eger that we just learned. It would appear that we can say as follows. She'ein psul edus tolui miyesh chiyuv malchus b'fo'al ela b'ma shulav she'yesh bo malchus. In other words, what are they saying? That it doesn't have to be malchus b'fo'al. If he hits him a hakar she'yesh bo shavar pruta, there's no malchus. But it's a lav she'yesh bo malchus. This lav of hitting the other guy is yesh bo malchus. Just in this particular instance, there's no malchus. But in general, there is malchus. If in principle, there could be malchus. Just if there's tashlumen, you get out of the malchus. But if there's no tashlumen, there is malchus. That shows that it's a lav sheish bo malchus. Now, if you have a lav sheish bo asharas misis beizdin, o lav hanitek le'esei, the Tumim writes in Siman Lamed Dalet Sif Katan Aleph that he's pasul le'edus. Why? Kevin shemishum chumrasam pater mi malchus v'lo mishum kula shebehem. Right, it makes a lot of sense. Why you pater here from malchus? Because it's so chamor. It's yesh bo asharas misis beizdin. If one would have edim and asura, there'd be misis beizdin. So that makes it so chamor. And therefore, since the yesh lav sheish bo asharas misis beizner, you can fix it with an asay, it's very chamor. And therefore, you're pater mimalkus. At least in the lav sheish bo asharas misis beizner, it's mishum chumrasim, you're pater mimalkus, not mishum kulasim. And therefore, since it's alts the chumra, not alts the kula, so the person's going to be pasal eidus. Because the person isn't pater mimalkus because it's more kal. The person's pater mimalkus more chamor. And therefore, it's going to be pasal eidus. Ava b'lav she'ein bo maisa kasher leidus, because that's more kal than a lav she'yesh bo maisa. So that's what the Tumim says, and the Nesivus agrees in his Chedushim and Sif Katan Aleph. In the Bir Hagra, he writes in Sif Katan Beis that it's a lav nitikal essay, is only pasal midrabban and ayin shem of the Bir Hagra. Okay, there's a lot more to say about the Inyanei Eidus and Psulei Eidus and the Mirtz Hashem. I'm hoping that in the next year we will see more Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beautiful friends.